Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you so much for tuning in to Building Godly and Healthy Relationships live radio broadcast. I am your host, Pastor Star Williams, and we are broadcasting live from the mission field. So excited to be able to come to you every week and share with you God's Word. Thank you especially for tuning in to this week's program as we have been doing a series on talking about walking in the wisdom of God and growing in the wisdom of God and getting God's perspective and really living as if the Word of God is true and not just a fairy tale or just random stories that were put together, but acting as if it really is the Word of God that has the power to change our life and has the power to help us to live as God desires for us to live. So we have been talking about walking in the wisdom of God, and we know our foundation scripture is out of Matthew 11, and it says that wisdom is shown, it's proved right by the fruit that it produces by her children. One translation says that, basically with wisdom, there's going to be fruit that it's going to produce in your life. It's going to have a result. It's going to have an effect of godliness. It's going to have an effect of righteousness in your life. And we heard last week that wisdom really is a lifelong pursuit. It's not something that you attain by going to school, or it's not something that you achieve knowledge, but it's really by the Spirit of the Lord. And it is the Spirit of God that gives us the wisdom of God. So I want us to look today in Proverbs. Another one of our foundation scriptures is from Proverbs chapter 1. And it says, the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring discipline and a prudent life. We see that if we need wisdom, if we desire to walk in the wisdom of God, the scripture tells us in James 1:15 that if any lacks wisdom, he should do what? He should ask God. Ask God, who gives generously, freely, not with discrimination, not holding back, but he gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. So God is not just there. He's not trying to hide his wisdom, his instruction, his insight from us. No, he's waiting for us to boldly approach the throne of grace that we may receive mercy to help us in our time of need, that we may receive wisdom, direction, insight. The Holy Spirit, Jesus sent his Spirit to us, and he is called our helper. He is called our, you know, our standby. He's called our teacher, our lead, our guide, and he is wisdom personified. When we look at the person of Christ Jesus, we see wisdom personified. We see God's wisdom wrapped up in the message and in the life of Christ Jesus. So he just simply wants us just to ask him. Ask him for direction. Ask him for instruction. And we know that that was out of James, the scripture that I just read, which James chapter 1 verse 5. James chapter 1 verse 5 and James chapter 1 verse 15, or excuse me, chapter 3 verse 15, 3 and 15, we see the two kinds of wisdom. So I really encourage you just to really seek God's wisdom. You know, Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3, we see that he can ask God anything. anything that he desires. The Lord says, God asked Solomon, he says, Solomon, what do you desire for me to do for you? And instead of Solomon asking for riches, instead of him asking for wealth, instead of him asking for long life or the death of his enemies, no, he asks God to give him wisdom so that he may lead God's people. And God was so pleased with his request that he said, because you didn't ask for all of these other things, I'm going to give you my wisdom. And with that, it's going to come everything else. So there is such a just a benefit and a life source that flows through living a life that is from God's perspective, seeing your life, seeing this world from his perspective, having a disciplined life, having a prudent life, doing what's right and just and fair. And it says that what's really amazing in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 12, it says, wisdom, it will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from whose words are perverse. Now, I think it's so amazing that Proverbs, if you really look and bundle it up, you can probably find about maybe 10, 15, 20 main themes that are very prevalent, because Solomon doesn't just, when he writes it, he doesn't just say, you know, da-da-da-da-da, but he will say it in one way, and then he'll say it in another way, and then he'll bring it in another perspective, then he'll give an analogy of it. So you get the same message, but you get it in a set in several different ways. But if you package all that up, I think you can find very, very strong themes that are really God is highlighting as wisdom, something that he really desires for us to get and for us to walk in. One of the things is our words. This is such a powerful thing. We see in James, it talks about how the power in James chapter 3, it talks about taming the tongue and how your words have the power, just as a rudder on a ship, to direct your whole life. It has the power to direct your whole destiny. And so the wisdom begins by fearing the Lord, holding him in a higher esteem, having honor and reverence for his word, for his opinion of our lives. You know, it really doesn't matter, honestly, what people think of your life. It doesn't matter people's opinions. So many people live to please other people, and they wind up frustrated. They wind up defeated. They wind up, you know, in a lot of turmoil. But, you know, the only opinion really that matters is God. And when you please God, then you will have favor with man. And that's really the order, is fearing the Lord, as Proverbs 1 and 7 instructs. Fearing the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It is the beginning of wisdom. It is the beginning of wisdom. And so I would just ask you today, who are you fearing? Who are you reverencing? Who are you honoring in your life? Is it God? Is it man? Is it a person? Is it a status or a position in life? But God desires for us, first of all, to just honor him, hold his ideas in first place in our lives and in our hearts. And in the Amplified, Proverbs 1 and 7, it says, the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning, it's the principle, it's the choice part of knowledge, it's the starting point, and it's the essence. But fools despise skillful and godly wisdom, instruction, and discipline. Amen. Thank you. And so we are going to close as we wind up with this. And through the next several weeks, we're going to just enjoy going through the Proverbs and reading and seeing what it has to say to our life today. And I really hope you enjoy this journey with me as we walk in God's wisdom, as we walk in his ways. And in Proverbs 1, in Proverbs 1, it talks about the warnings against enticement, being enticed from walking in the wisdom of God. And it says that as a father speaks to his son in verse 8, listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They will be a garland of grace to your head and a chain to adorn your neck. And it says in verse